Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Well, howdy, my witchy poo. How in the hell are you today?
Oh, my elf is fired up, people.
Yes,
here we go. How are you?
I am absolutely fabulous. I've spent the last week, very interesting trend I see going, coming on, or it's just, I don't know, there's no such thing as coincidence. So something's happening. I've been getting more people reaching out, sending me their ghost photographs than I have seen in a really long time.
Oh, isn't that fun?
Oh, yeah, because I'm sitting here, like, I have a rule now, which is I put my phone away before I go to bed, but I've been breaking it when there was a ghost photo. So if you're going to have to break a rule, a ghost photo is the best way to break a rule. So, like, I'll sit there and I'll look at the photographs, I'll run them through, like, my little app that I've used forever, flipping them, you know, on negative, colorizing them, all that, and then circling and then sending them back to people. So it's been really fun. And we've been getting also questions about how to connect to the other side. I think people connect in so many different ways.
Oh, it's so inspiring, I find.
Right? And so I think that this is a really great episode, is like connecting with the other side.
It's been coming up.
It's been coming up, right? It's been coming up from both sides, my side and your side. And then there's the other side.
And then there's the other side.
There's so many sides. There's so many sides that somebody can choose from these days.
No doubt. It's so important that people really know that they are unlimited.
Exactly. And you don't have to be, like, this is the same in the physical world as it is in the spiritual world. You are you, and you are uniquely you. You don't have to feel like you have to do anything in the physical world or the spiritual world that is exactly like someone else.
And I think that's so important, because people are like, I want to be like you. I want to be like Julie. And I'm like, no, be you. It's still your birthright to have your and honor your intuitive sense and your intuitive knowing. Like, honoring it is the best way to build it, right? It's so important.
It's you're right. It is to honor it. And it comes out in so many different ways. And when you're open and you're not like you said, listen, if I could pick somebody to be like, I want to be like you too. So there is a big fan club that you have out there.
And I want to be like you. So there you go.
You want to be a crazy elf that like has ADD and can't stop.
And is the most creative person on the planet. So
so why don't we get started with the first question? Do you mind? Do you mind if I go ahead and go? All right.
We like your reading voice.
I'll use my reading voice, whatever that means. Do you believe that people who don't feel tapped into the spirit world can cultivate it? Okay, so that's part one of the question. And then I'm assuming it's a she, says, with consistent study and an open mind, is tarot an avenue to deeper connection with the divine? Are you sure you didn't write this question? I'm not quite sure this didn't come from you.
Submitted by a sneaky witch. No. No, not at all. I did not. But I did receive the question, and I just thought it was so insightful and really wanting to know. And the truth is, we all have our intuition. We all have our guidance. We've had it our whole lives. It's how we figured out how to navigate and succeed in our families of origin. It's how we, you know, kind of scope out every environment we ever walk into that we didn't know. Like, our energetic body goes before, so that it's scanning and you figure out when you get there, oh, I'm guided to go over here, or I'm going to talk to that person, or I'm not going to talk to that person. You have this intuitive sense about things. To say we're not tapped in or we're not connected to the other side, it just makes me giggle, because people don't realize how much they are, because it's so natural for them. It's so important for them to be able to do that. So it's just super sweet, I think, to have people think about it in this way and to have them understand, like, oh, it's already there. And all I have to do is begin to build it and honor it. And yes, absolutely, tarot is an amazing way to connect in with the spirit world. It's tangible. And it's so affirming of the messages we get. Because we get all these little hits and these little whispers, and you're like, I wonder if that's real. Or sometimes, usually it just happens so fast, people don't even stop to know that it's happening. You just operate automatically. Oh, I think I'll turn left here, even though that wasn't my plan. And it can be literally or figuratively. But then when you have it in cards, when you have it show up in the cards, it's just so clear. And it's so, oh, I got that one. I saw that happen today. It's so affirming and comforting. And it reminds you how magical the world is. And I love that.
I totally agree. I mean, I've taken your classes before and I absolutely love it. And my favorite moment of Tarot was when I was reading in one of the Fox cafeterias, because that's what I used to do when I would practice. I would practice on anybody who would let me. Yeah. And it was a woman I didn't know. And I know I've told the story, but it was really amazing when I saw she had multiple page cards show up. I remember I literally was tapping, because you told me, you're like, if you don't understand, like, just tap on the card. Yeah. And physically, I was tapping on the card. And that's when I got the, she had frozen her eggs. And she looked at me like I was a sorcerer. And it wasn't the card, the literal card, but the card showed up for me to tap in to confirm that for her. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah. And each card is a portal, right? It can be, right? It's the jumping point for information. And that's when you, at that point, you said, you know, anyone who would let me practice. But the truth is, you had such a fast connection with the cards. So even in the first Tarot class, you were already an advanced reader, right? You had this deep connection and everything was opening up so quickly, energetically for you. So that most, you know, even though I teach students, go ahead and touch the card, tap the card, energetically amplify it in this way, amplify your connection to it, dive into the card. So you were able to do that so fast and so profoundly. And that's actually the funnest place to be with the cards, because then the cards have multiple meanings in every spread. And so you just are so present with them and you dance with them. And it's such a joy and a blessing to give a reading as well as to receive one. I mean, it's the best place to be.
And you know what it felt like, though, really quick, is that it felt like when I tapped into, because as you were talking, I actually saw what it felt like. And what I saw was like when you're tapping into water and you can make it splash, right? When you are hitting water, it felt, that's what it feels like. It's like when I do that, the energy is splashing up. Like, so it's taking another dimensional form.
Yeah, it is multidimensional. Yep. It's that portal.
Totally the portal. But I also think to the question that this lovely human had, they were clearly asking specifically about Tarot in the second part of the question, but I want to address the first one really quick, is that, yes, do we believe that people who don't feel tapped into the spirit world can cultivate it? The answer, let me just give you a full-on yes, and it comes in really different forms. That's why I wanted to tell what was happening with ghost photography, because funny enough, that was my entree into it. But here's what happens, folks, and it's really amazing. And this is when you really heed the advice of my witchy poo, with to always stay present and pay attention, because once that started happening, I started to really pay attention to what my life had been up to that point. And up to that point, I was realizing that actually it wasn't my entree. It was just the only one I noticed. Because what I, when I looked back and I started looking at my life, I started seeing things like, I was getting a lot of clairknowing. Like, I would open my mouth and something brilliant would fall out. It's like, that ain't mine. This is just no way. Am I creative? Yeah, I am. But boy, not that creative. And so just looking back on trying, beginning to, because once you have that, you can find that moment and you stop on that moment and you embrace it, look backwards, because you might find other things that you have actually cultivated that maybe you just didn't recognize it at the time. And I think maybe you were saying that earlier. I'm just going to say it in an elf way.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. And that's what I mean. So everyone has their own intuitive guidance. It's operating all the time. And so for you to giggle, it makes me giggle to hear people say, I'm not really that intuitive. I don't think I really have psychic ability. I'm like, okay. That's a funny story. it's a funny story. People are so funny. They crack me up. And so being able to identify it, as you say, is essential to be able to give it space and honor it. And then that's how it gets stronger. So great.
Well, and there's also just being in conversations with people. I was just talking to my 15-year-old niece, who is magical, and she's come out of the closet. I'm like, you're welcome, Brother Tom. It is in the bloodline, baby. So we giggle about it. He's amazing. He and his wife are so great with their kids. They are parents of the year. So I tease him. But I was speaking to her yesterday, and she was telling me about some of the things that she's been struggling with. And when she was telling me the stories of it, I'm like, sweetheart, you're an empath. I'm like, and right now, the way that you're handling it, it feels hard for you. It doesn't have to, and I used your words, it doesn't have to be this hard. And so once somebody tells you, like you get permission that it doesn't have to be this hard, right? Oh my God, I'm like going to get a little weepy on that because it just reminds me so much of that moment with you when we first met. And I talked to her a lot about it because the things that a lot of people like to do to kids is like to, they like to put them on medications. They have to, they put science, they want, they think they're putting science into it. They think it's like, here's how we can control this, how we can manage it. Anti-anxiety, you know, anti-depression, all that. And I'm not saying that those medications don't help people in certain instances. It's not what I'm advocating whatsoever. It's just that there's other things to look at.
Do not go off your meds if they're working for you without consulting a professional either way, but
Exactly right. But she has superpowers. Like that's, I'm like, honey, this is a superpower. This is not a bad thing. And you just need to, you know, learn how to manage it and be in charge of it. So she's already found hers. She just didn't know that's what it was, is my point of that story.
Isn't she lucky to have you? So good.
Oh, I'm lucky to have her. Let's take a break. I think we should take a break.
Oh, my God. Okay. And welcome back. From our brilliant break.
Oh, that's so funny.
My elf, what is our next question?
Are there people who study tarot for personal growth without a goal of reading for others? Is that wise? Okay. I'm not sure the okay. I think they're trying to make a point. Oh, got it. Is it okay? Is it wise or is it okay? I'm like, okay.
Nice. So this is, it's so funny because people are drawn to tarot for all kinds of reasons. And then they come to class and they're like, oh gosh, there's a lot to learn here. I don't know if I can do this. And then a lot of people, you know, start questioning and then like, wait, I have to read for others? I don't know if I ever wanted to read for others. I thought this was just for me, which is completely and utterly fine. There's no judgment and or a requirement to have to offer it to others. There's so much beautiful, so many beautiful spiritual practices of working with tarot just for your own personal insight and growth and compassion and all of it. But where you start building confidence is when you begin to read for others. And, you know, I just finished teaching a tarot class and I have about a third of the class that has gathered after class and they meet, they're continuing to meet weekly with each other and do readings. It's just so sweet. It's so sweet. I'm just so, I love these people so much. Such devotion to the practice and still curious and challenging themselves. And it's fantastic. And it doesn't matter if you read only for families. Like there's no requirement other than just simply practicing to bring up your skill. So you can bring up your comfort level with the cards. That's all. Because there are a lot of cards to learn. All those beautiful, insightful stories.
All those amazing portals. You know, a whole stack of portals, people.
I love one of our mutual friends who said, I just feel like anytime I'm just down or confused or just not very energetic, if I shuffle the cards, I feel like I get an energy healing. Because you've got those 78 cards just flowing through your field. It's just such a brilliant insight on her part.
Because that is how it feels, you know, when you practice. And you're right. I'll speak as a student of this. And I can say that my own experience and others that I have spoken to about this. And I think the reason that someone would maybe even ask this question is that there's some insecurity in it. And we all have it. Now, you do something new. And I remember, if I recall this correctly, I think you asked us to go around the room and say why we wanted to take this class. And I think most people answer with that they want to have a deeper relationship with spirit. And I think that there you go with it wherever you need to go. I mean, like you said, I feel like it is, requirement is a bit of an exaggeration, but gosh, that's how you learn, by reading for others, right? You just, it's how you learn. You learn about yourself. And because really the whole thing is about your ascension, about you taking your own learning and confidence and trust and relationship to another. And it is great if you can offer it to other people in the process.
It raises your frequency when you read. And when you continue to read, it just takes this place as a guide in your life and that you can count on. And it elevates how you look at the world. You can't not see the, like, there's the chariot card in action.
You know, I say this all the time. Fucking fool card shows, you know, I know I've said this and I don't know how many episodes I have talked about the fool card. Like, so-and-so had a conversation with somebody about a fool card. I just had it again. I can see the world so differently through the eyes of those cards. And it's also such a beautiful way to have a conversation with people.
Right. And that's the power and the beauty of Tarot, is just such a guide. And the archetypes are ancient and wise and such a beautiful system. So if you never read for anybody and continue your own spiritual expansion by dancing with the tarot, you're living life in a different way. So the readings for others is just...
It's to learn. So for most people.
Yeah. But it's also a lovely thing to consider to be of service. So I will say that.
There's no doubt. Absolutely agree with you. And so the question is that wise? Yeah, it's totally wise. And is it okay? Yeah, it's totally okay. None. Just the fact that somebody wants to take the jump into it, to learn something new. And a lot of us, we're old dogs. And so for us to learn some new tricks, it's whatever your intention is, learn something new. It's fantastic. And I don't know anybody that has taken either your class or learned other ways where they regret it.
I know. And doesn't mean that people don't struggle with it, as this question would almost imply. Like, there's a worthiness factor. Because when you feel the power of tarot, you're like, oh, can I really play at that level? It does come up. So it's important. And I will also say, because sometimes we haven't practiced being students as adults, because it's a different part of the brain that we're exercising, people do take this class over and over. Because you're never the same learner twice. So you're learning things at a deeper level, at a deeper level, at a deeper level.
Wasn't there a philosopher that said something about you don't walk through the same river twice?
Yeah, you never step in the same river twice. Yeah.
Look at you. You're being all like philosophical. I love it. Philosophical witch today.
Well, it's tarot, you know, it brings out the best.
It is, right? That's exactly. It certainly does. Yeah. It certainly does. Should we take another quickie before we get to our last question of this episode?
Okay. No, we'll be right back.
Oh my God, can you believe it? Two breaks in a row.
That's how they go.
I want a medal or a trophy or a new rock.
Oh my God. And welcome back. And my elf, what's our next question?
Okay, so the third question is, sometimes I can feel the energy so much when I'm reading, I feel like I'm literally buzzing during and after. I felt it a lot last week, maybe with the moon, etc. I'm very sensitive, empathetic, and then parens put page of water baby. So maybe I need to ground more, ? Yet I do meditate always beforehand. Sometimes I do the meditations with my guides from our spirit guide class with you. I think this person's referring to you, my witchy poo. Maybe I need a prayer protection on steroids. LOL, any suggestions?
I love this question so much. And the reason why I love it so much is it just makes me giggle, because we want to experience the other side. We want to be connected. We want to see those things. We want to feel those things. We want to experience some of those amazing downloads and stories that people talk about when they connect with the other side. And then when it happens, we're like, wait a minute, what's wrong here? Because that's what happened for her. She's getting these experiences that she longed for. She wanted to experience something other than just the emotional component, which she referred to as her being very empathetic. So when it goes to the next level and it starts being, you know, tangible in this way of energy, like buzziness, sometimes people even get dizzy or see flashes. Like, these are the things that people will reach out and go, something must be wrong. I must be doing something wrong.
No, baby, what you're doing is right.
Fix it.
If that's what your experience, it is right.
How do I fix it? And if you want something else, if you want to have a different experience, put it out there. Say, okay, I noticed the buzziness. That's a little uncomfortable for me. Can we ground this more? What are you trying to tell me? Show me another way. That's how I would encourage you. And you can say it silently, because sometimes when it happens, you're with other people. So you can say it silently, because whatever's happening is an energetic connection or messaging. So you can energetically message back. Stop, this is not okay. I need it another way. What are you trying to tell me? What do you want me to know? Show me differently. That's really important to know that you're in charge of how your messages come in.
It's so funny because I know people that would give their left arm to feel that like buzzing. Like they would just, you know, or to travel. Mm. So we've talked about my high school boyfriend, John, and his sister, Deanne. And Deanne's been a student of yours, and Deanne is a good friend of mine. I love her dearly, and she helps us with vibes. She's amazing. And I remember when she got a Meru mala, one of the Meru malas, right? And she had just started starting her meditation practice. And she loves to use stones when she does it. And she called me. I mean, like, I get the crystal emergency calls. Yeah. And she called me. She goes, okay, something just happened, and I need to talk to you about this. And she's like, I was flying when I was meditating with this Meru mala. She goes, I traveled. She goes, I've never felt that in my life. And it was so exquisite for her. In some ways, okay, this is going to sound really bad, but I'm going to say it anyway because I've already started. Do you remember the after-school specials that we used to get? This is Eon, so anybody who's old, you'll follow. And they were like these after-school specials, and there was one called Chasing the Dragon. And it was with Miss Markie Post, who was from the show Night Court. You know, remember who I'm talking? You don't know a fucking thing of what I'm saying
here,
you.
But that's okay.
No, you totally flatlining.
I'm listening to the story.
Oh my God. Okay, so I had a normalish childhood, so clearly I know television. You do not. So anyway, it was a show called Chasing the Dragon, and it was about heroin use.
This is an after-school special.
Yeah, it was. After school in the 70s, we were pretty open to stuff. It was the 70s. So I think it was the 70s when she did it. But it was about heroin. And the things that, what they call it chasing the dragon is because that they are chasing after that, what that first high was, right? Because the first high is so intense and so amazing for them. They keep using and using because they want to get that same first high again. And it's funny because I think us and many of us in the spiritual, metaphysical, whatever community you want to call that we're in, it's like we are not wanting the high so much as we want to have an experience and know we can have it again. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for how do I travel again or how do mm-hmm. I get that buzziness? Not the opposite of like, how do I not do it? I understand there are people that it makes uncomfortable right. And I totally respect mm-hmm. them for that. But so many are like, now how do I do this? How do I travel again? And that's why I came up with Chasing the Dragon from Miss Markie Post. For you, not a good example. There are people out there listening go, I know exactly what that bitch is talking about. I watch that.
I'm so glad you have your people out there.
I think it was Lifetime. I think it was like on Lifetime or something. I don't know anyway.
I am not your target audience.
You are not my cultural audience
at all.
This
one. But those Meru beads are so, if you want to experience some buzziness, this is a surefire pathway. All you have to do is look at them. Just swear.
Listen, I hold those and I travel. I go to lots of places and don't even have to try them. But it's probably because I've practiced for a long time now, but it's like they are amazing.
They're a great ramp up to your sensing experience of the other side. And again, I want to make sure that we just reiterate where we started, which is you already have a great connection to your intuitive sense.
I'm like, wait, where were we?
Let me help.
Thank you for keeping me on track. Like, wait, what the hell are we talking about? I was traveling.
So come back. And you know, you already have an amazing connectivity to the other side in your spiritual guidance. You have intuitive hits on the daily that you just incorporate naturally. It doesn't mean that it has to be extraordinary. And that's truly the path of mastery when it's just, oh yeah, not a big deal. I got that. I know exactly what that is. It doesn't have to be like, wait a minute, I'm getting a message. Everyone be quiet. Like it doesn't have to be like that. These small little hits that when you create some stillness in the day, and 5 minutes a day is really helpful. 20 minutes is great, but if you hold to it has to be 20 minutes and you never get to it, then it's not great. So consider sitting still for 5 minutes. It's just like grounding, feeling in your body, quiet in your mind, following your breath with your attention so that everything can settle in. And it doesn't mean that in that moment, you'll get an amazing hit or insight. But as you move through the day, you'll get these little whispers because you cleared your brain for 5 minutes. You cleared the racing, the constant chatter, the stress, whatever it is. You're creating a landing field for your insight and for your intuitive messages throughout the day. Super helpful. But it doesn't have to be harder than that.
It doesn't. And speaking as a former brain racer...
Nice.
It literally changed my life. It made my life far more enjoyable. And did it make it enjoyable? Because I get a kick every day, by the way, I get a kick from the other side. Like, I just smile and I'm like, thank you, that was amazing. You know, even the little things, the big things, whatever it may be. But it also helped me in the physical world. There's so many great side effects to it, to take that moment. So yes, you can pay attention. Things will happen, pay attention, you know, but that helps you in every aspect of your life.
And you look, a lot of, you know, people we would consider quote unquote successful, from Oprah to
Stevie Nicks,
Stevie Nicks, all the artists, really. I mean, for goodness sakes, to Steve Jobs had a great meditation practice, and Elon Musk, and like amazing, insightful, creative people. And they will testify to it too. And from a brain waves study standpoint, you know, the scientists would say if people could take a pill to get the effects in the brain of that meditation brings, everyone would take that pill. But meditation is actually free. But no one, right. But people don't take that pill, right, to even 5 minutes a day. But that's really the way to amplify your connection to the other side.
Come on, it pills faster, Bren. That's why. They just pop that in, a little swig of tequila. It goes down smooth.
Nice.
I'm not helping, am I? That was not helping.
Because that actually does not the helping. Opposite to the brain.
It does. It does. I was teasing, of course.
This question of what do I do with the buzziness? Do I need more grounding? Do I need to a bigger prayer protection? No, that's just your affirmation that you're connected. That's what it is. And if you need it a different way, ask for it in a different way. And then allow for it to shift and change and know that it's still okay, however else it comes in. Just dancing with the other side till you get it, what's right for you. It's all possible.
What great questions.
I know. People are so sweet.
These must be from your students. I love your students too. And I actually legit love some of them because they are my people. They are my people. Some of them are. Yeah. I love these questions because they... You know, if one person is having a question, I promise you there's more than one that actually want to know.
Without a doubt. And these happened to come from my tarot class, but I do feel like they were so applicable to our listeners, right? Because they're all interested. How can I do this? How can I do this more? How can I do this better? And I just hope they helped you as well. So with that, thanks for listening, everybody. And remember, her school is hard.
Without the other side.
Bye.
Thank y'all.
Thanks for joining us, everyone, and a special thanks to our producer, Alejandra Arevalo, and our executive producer, Maya Cole Howard, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at OtherSideGuides@iHeartRadio.com, and you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think, we want to know what you know, and we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.